Om Shanti, Chapter 3. At Amrit Vela, the awareness of your fortune, intoxication and happiness. Point number 3.1. Heading is The Fortune of Belonging to Baba. Point number 3.1.A. Detail. In Satyug, the golden age, the natural music of nature will awaken you to commence your day. But in Sangam Yug, the confluence age, just see how great is the elevated stage at the Amrit Vela and how great is the beginning of the time for the Brahmins of Sangam Yug. There are things of nature. But at the confluence age, who awakens you at the beginning of time? Who awakens you in the morning hours of nectar? It is God, the master of nature himself, who awakens you. What is the sweet music that you hear? Each day, Baba calls you by saying, Child, sweet child. This natural music is much greater than the music of nature in Satyug because this is the music of God. You have experienced this, have you not? And so, which is greater, the music of Satyug or the music of Sangam Yug? Point number 3.1.B. Detail. Keep one thing in the memory that at Amrit Vela that wake you up. The Father's love awakens you. The beginning of the day is so great. And the Father calls himself to meet you. Do the spiritual conversation fills with power. So how great is the beginning of every day? You always wake up by the love of the Father, or sometimes you get up with compulsion. In reality, the songs of love wake you up. Since Amrit Vela, the Father calls you with so much love. Sweet children, dear children, come. So whose beginning is so great, how will be the middle and the end? Will it not be great? Point number 3.1.C. Detail. At Amrit Vela, since you get up, you remain merged in God's love. Spiritual loves wake you up. Your daily routine is started with God's love. If there is no love, then you cannot get up. God's love is the alarm for you. The alarm of love awakens you. Throughout the day, every action is performed by godly company. How fortunate you are that Father himself comes all the way from Supreme Abode to teach you. Did you ever heard that God comes every day to teach you from his abode? The soul may come from very far, but there is no country far from Paramdham. Is there any country, America, Africa, far away from Paramdham? Paramdham is the highest abode out of all. From the highest abode, highest God comes to teach you, the highest children. Do you feel that how much lucky you are? He gives you the Srimad for every action in the form of Sadguru and also gives the company. He doesn't give the advice only but gives the company too. What song do you sing? Are you with me or far away? If you listen something, you listen by God teacher and if you eat, then you also eat with Bab Dada.
If you eat alone, it is your fault. The father always says, eat with me. You children also have done the promise. We will live together, eat together, drink together, sleep together, and walk together. You have not to sleep alone even. If you fall asleep alone, then bad dreams or bad thoughts in dream will come up. But the father has so much love that he always says, don't sleep alone and sleep with me. So you wake up with father. You eat, eat together. You sleep, sleep together. Even if you walk, walk together. Point number 3.1.D. Detail. Celebrate the feast of having all relationship with father at Amrit Vela. The entire world is full of beggars, whereas you, children, are enjoying all relationships with the father. Can there be any greater joy or happiness than this? So, from this Amrit Vela, use this treasure of happiness. To use of this treasure of happiness is the key of all treasures. Think about it and talk to yourself about happiness. The moment you first open your eyes, who comes in front of you? Whom do you meet with your first thought? You meet the creator of the world, the bestower of all blessings, and the bestower of all treasures. The seed, in which the entire tree is contained. All the souls of the world are begging, and they follow many difficult paths just to obtain a glimpse of Him for a second. In comparison to this, you great souls have all the rights of celebrating the meeting with all relationship with Father and experience all His treasures. Point number 3.1.E. At Brahma Murat, the confluence age, at Amrit Vela, you opened your eyes to your elevated birth. And what do you receive? How many gifts did you receive? You opened your eyes, you saw the old Baba, you saw the white Baba, you also saw the red in the white. Did you not? So whom did you see? You saw the Father, the bestower of the peace. And how many gifts did He give to you? He gave you so many gifts that you will continue to be sustained by these gifts birth after birth. You don't have to buy anything. The biggest of all, He gave you the bracelet of love, which is even more valuable than diamonds. He gave you the bracelet of God's magic. With this, you can attain whatever you want. As soon as you have the thought and you invoke it, there is nothing lacking. Treasurer's store of Brahmins. All of you children receive such a gift. As soon as you open your eyes, all of you have received it. Have you not? Is there anyone left out? Point number 3.2. Heading is, see your fortune and share happiness with others. Point number 3.2.A. Detail. Nowadays, the whole world is in one form of worry or another form from the moment they wake up. They have one worry or another about themselves, their family,
their business, their friends and relatives, etc. Whereas all of you begin the day at the Amrit Vela by becoming carefree emperors, and you carry out every task as a carefree emperor. Point number 3.2.B. Detail. From Amrit Vela, Bap Dada sees the fortune of each child, and he sees how many varieties of fortune are mixed within each soul. The early morning hours of nectar bring a fortune with themselves. It is the Amrit Vela time that the fortune of the spiritual meeting comes to you, and your fortune then lies in each and every action throughout the day. When you look, you see Baba. You have been given these eyes only for purpose of seeing Baba. You use your ears only to listen to Baba. So, this is your fortune. Each and every physical organ has a fortune. You have been given feet to follow the footsteps of Baba. Each one of your physical senses has its own fortune. Then make a list that how many fortunes do you receive in the whole day. You see Baba, listen to Baba, sleep with Baba and eat with Baba. You do everything with Baba. When you do service, you give Baba's introduction and you inspire other souls to experience the meeting with Baba. So how great your fortune is. Point number 3.2.C. Detail. At Amrit Vela, Bap Dada does singing the praise of the fortune of the children. Do you experience yourself to be the lucky star shining within the whole world? You are such lucky stars that God Himself sings your praise. Can there be any higher fortune of someone than this? Do you always stay in such intoxication that by seeing your intoxication, the clouds of sorrow of others disperse? They should forget their sorrow and experience happiness. They should swing in the swing of super sensuous joy. Do you experience yourself like this? It is said, in the company of the philosopher's stone, iron would be transformed into gold. Have you become such an alchemist's stone so that in your company the iron-aged souls may change into gold? Do you experience such a stage? If the souls come in the form of beggar, then they should leave, having become filled with all the wealth. Do you see such picture of fortune in the mirror every day? At what time of the day do you see it? Is it only in the early morning hours that you see this your fortune in the mirror? Or do you see such fortune throughout the day, as you are walking and talking? Nowadays, people see their face again and again in the mirror. They see their features, and you look at your future. Your attention is not towards your features, but your attention is towards to make your future high all the time. So do you see the picture of your future, that how much it is filled with spirituality? Do you see to what extent there is a spiritual glow? Point number 3.2.D. Detail. At Amrit Vela, do you always eat the sweet that brings happiness to the heart? If each day you, the server souls, receive this nourishment that brings happiness to the heart, then you will always be able to feed these sweets to others. You will then find that the seekers will not come to you with stories of hopelessness. Otherwise, you will have to spend time listening to these stories. In this way, the time will be saved, and in the time that has been saved, you will be able to feed these sweets to others. Point number 3.2.E. Detail. As there is no one like the Father, so no one is lucky like you. Father's love certainly brings you near to Him. At Amrit Vela, do a spiritual conversation with Father. Then the solution for all circumstances will be clearly seen. Whatever the matter is, its response will be found in the spiritual conversation. Take this special blessing from the land of blessings, Madhuban, and then you will get more lift. When the Father is there to carry burdens, then why do you carry yourself? As light as you be, the more you will fly. You will experience that how your stage becomes higher and higher by remaining light. Point number 3.2.F. From Amrit Vela, you begin to sing songs. In your daily timetable, you wake up with the song. So sing the songs of Baba's praise and songs praising your most elevated life. Sing songs of knowledge and songs of all attainments. Do you not know how to sing these songs? You know, isn't it? So sing the songs and dance with happiness. Every action should be performed by dancing in happiness. So throughout the whole day, sing songs and move forward by dancing with happiness. Point number 3.3. Heading is Merge within the waves of ocean. Point number 3.3.A. Detail. What is your experience throughout the day? There is the experience of waves of love emerging constantly and automatically. According to the extent that the rays and lights of the sun of knowledge increase, so the waves of love also arise. What is the work that the Murli of knowledge from the sun of knowledge begin to do from the time of Amrit Vela? There are numerous waves that begin to surge. All of you have had this experience. You know how the waves of knowledge, the waves of love, the waves of happiness, the waves of peace, and the waves of power surge up, and you then merge within these waves. This is the unique alaukik inheritance that you have already attained. This is the Brahman life, to be merged within the ocean to such an extent that you become equal to the ocean. Point number 3.3.E. Detail. Since Amrit Vela, with which special wave have you been moving along? You have been moving along with the waves of Bap Dada's love. Did all of you souls remember anyone else except the one Father? You had easy remembrance, did you not? Or did you have to make effort? So how did it become easy? It was because of love, was it not? So is just today the day of love? The confluence age is the age of experience, the love of the Supreme. So realize the importance of the age and experience the different experiences of love. The ocean of love is giving you praise full of pearls and diamonds of love. So constantly make yourself overflowing. Do not become happy with just a little experience of this love. Become full. In the future, you will be decorated with physical pearls and diamonds. these pearls and diamonds of supreme love are priceless. Therefore, constantly remain decorated with them now.
Om Shanti.